What is the haps on the haps? What's going on, good people? What's going on, man? What's going on? Out here just putting in some time on my activities. Just wanted to tap in and definitely wanted to give y'all some motivation today. If y'all are going through it, y'all feeling some type of way about what Monday through Friday look like. It's just Monday through Friday, folks, you know. Your Saturday could be definitely different. Like, you could wake up Saturday, God's will, and you can hit the lottery. You understand what I'm saying? Or honestly, just getting up and being able to kind of just enjoy the day. Like, it's a beautiful day. Get out, and I mean, like, the sun get on your face, you know, smile a little bit, interact with people. You know what I'm saying? You never know. You might meet the love of your life, you know? And just enjoy and you know, self-empowerment, you know, self-healing, self-awareness, being selfish. You know, it's all about, sometimes it has to be about self, man. Sometimes you really got to take time and take care of yourself. You know, you worry about doing everything for everybody. I know we coming up on the holidays and you out there shopping and you probably tired, you after work, and then you going and you doing other stuff. You know, I get it, because we all right now is that time of the year, or just in general. It don't even have to be December. It could be any month, you know what I mean? You always doing. And I'm here to tell you that what you need to do, what you ultimately need to do, sit back, right? Sit back. If it's just one day, sit back and relax. And really just focus on yourself. And, you know, like, just humble yourself a little bit. And maybe just say what you're grateful for. And tend to yourself. You know, even if it's going to buy something. Maybe buy a salad. I don't know. Buy whatever you eat. Whatever makes you feel good. You know, tend to yourself. You know, when I take my time out, I rest. I get my rest. And, you know, I make sure that, you know, I'm focused on what I got to do, like, for the next day, maybe. You know, I might do that. I might just kind of plan something out and just make sure, you know, a goal of mine, something. And it could be small, it could be big, whatever. And I make sure I take care of myself, man. Even if it's just me going somewhere and sitting in one of my favorite restaurants and having a meal by myself. You know, then I get up with my friends and get up with my family, get up with whoever. But sometimes we got to take, you know, I go sit in the park when it was warm, of course. I'm not going out there now, but sometimes you might just want to go sit in the park and just chill and kind of just, you know, like I said, let the sun shine on your face and just, you know, think. I mean, clear your mind a little bit. You know, watch one of your favorite shows, and that makes you feel good, that puts you in a good spot. And, you know, catch up on some reading. You know, it's all about being selfish, you know. You got to be selfish sometimes and tend to yourself. And the more that you do that, the more you feel better. Because you don't want to walk around here build up with all kinds of things you've been dealing with. I let things go. Like, me personally, like, it could be a Monday or a Tuesday. I'm from dealing with some, and I get past it. And I'm like, you know what? It could be far more worse than what it is right now. So my best practice is, whatever it is or whatever it was for that particular day, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to go ahead and just let it go. I'm not going to take it into the next day. You know? Now, if it's a big, big thing, then I may conversate about it, or I may ask somebody's opinion or whatever. I might just come to you direct. You know what I mean? I might just come to you directly and just say, yo, because I'm a direct person. I don't know how to be indirect. You know, boom, boom, boom. But I'm never distressing. Like, nah. You know, it's too much going on in this world to just be sitting back and worried about something when you can either fix it or you can be like, you know what? Is it that big for me to be like, you know, going crazy about it? Or you can dismiss it. Simple as that. You know what I'm saying? And you just get back to who you are. And some people may have a problem with that because some people do want the drama. They do want the they do want the back and forth. I'm not finna give you the back and forth. I'm not gonna give you the back and forth. People like that, you don't even need to be around. You know, and as far as your accomplishments and what you're working on, keep it to yourself. Because every listening ear is not going to be a supportive one, man. I'm trying to tell you, every listening ear is not going to be a supportive ear. You got your goals. Just keep, man, look, be selfish about your goals as well. You know, focus on them, get things done. Chop the blocks the way you need to. And then from there, you know, you get things done. And then when it's in a process of building, then if you want to tell somebody, then you can go ahead and tell them, hey, man, you know, where you been at? Oh, man, I've been working on such and such. Oh, for real? Yeah, man, you know, I've just been getting my mind right and just, you know, just keeping focused. Oh, okay, that's good to hear. And then you're just going about your business. Stay clear of all dramatic things, you know, and stay positive. Keep positive, man, because it's easy to be negative. You could be it could just happen just like that. Somebody could come around you with a negative attitude and as soon as they start talking to you, you can feel like, man, you know what? You got to go. You got to go. I don't want to be around you right now. I will tell you that, you know, if you got a negative, I'll be like, man, yo, I got to protect my little energy, you know? But yeah, man, it's the end of the year. I'm quite sure people are going to give you the new year, new me. And it's okay. That's cool. If you see yourself fixing yourself for the new year to be a better person overall, you want to work on some things and change some habits, man, say what you want. Do what you want. Stop worrying about what social media talking about, you know? Do what you want, man. Do what makes you feel good. Of course, making sure it is legal, you know? I know people like to indulge in what they like to indulge in. Make sure you stay in the house. You ain't get behind a car, nothing like, you know, the wheel of a car, nothing like that. You feel me? Learn your lesson. You know, definitely learn my lesson. But more or less, man, we need to stay motivated. We need to stay active. We need to stay positive about us, about yourself. When I say us, I mean like you, me, the next person in general. You gotta be selfish, cause you're meeting people, right? You know what I'm saying? And your energy can be taken by these people. Little do you know, your energy can be taken. Oh man, this person got good energy, they got bad energy, and sometimes it can be draining because you're giving your energy to everybody that you're going around. You can't trust everybody. Can't trust everybody. Sorry, just being real, just being honest. Trust yourself, you know, and when I say we work in these jobs, we work in these 9 to 5, whatever, 10 to 7s, and whatever your hours are, you working. Oh, I know I am working overtime, crazy, you know, sometimes you gotta rest. You know, sometimes you gotta rest. But don't give all your time to these jobs and not any time to your goals and your dreams. your aspirations. Now, the one thing I would like for you to do as you sit back, and if you're doubting yourself today, if you're feeling like you know, your emotions are all over the place, your feelings are all over the place, like you just don't know, just repeat these affirmations. I am worthy. I am strong. I am graceful. I am grateful. I am me. I am focused. I am love. I am worth being loved. And keep saying that to yourself. And say it to yourself until you can feel it. Like, you know what? I am all these things. And don't you ever forget that. Now, I'm no love guru or nothing like that. But I like to just keep it like, you know, keep it at a level where, hey, look, in the past, I didn't think I was worthy of nothing because I didn't feel like nothing. So therefore, I made people around me feel like nothing. And that wasn't fair to them. You know, and then I had to learn how to, you know, when I really got into my spiritual aspect, learn what you put into the world, you get out. It comes back. Whether y'all want to call it karma, the universe, whatever, it comes back. Put good out every day. I get up in the morning, I pray, I thank God. I get in my car and I listen to some motivational joints. And then I either do a podcast or I just do something just to put out some positive energy, man. I want to save lives. You know, I want to save lives. You know, ain't nobody know. I want to be out here taking them and causing destruction. I want to be able to step between that life. I want to be able to step between and be like, look, man, this is not the end all be all for us right here. This is not it. Young man, young lady, this is not it. You know, the streets don't give you no 401k plan. They don't give you nothing but death and prison. I want to be able to step in between that, and I have been. You know, you earn the respect, and you got the credibility, and people do value what you say. You can go and step into the most scariest places and talk to folks, because that's what they need. All they need is the right leadership. Not just leadership, but the right leadership. And all of that comes from, you know, just like I said, we got to start investing in ourselves. And then as we invest in ourselves, then we can invest in others. And then we can lead others. But damaged people ain't going to do nothing but damage other people. Hurt people ain't going to do, you know, we've heard that saying, hurt people. And I've been in a position to where I have been hurt. I have given hurt. And then once you take time off and then you meet people, and it's not about like, it's the exchange is not just like you meeting them and like, not like that. I'm just saying like you start meeting good people, like positive people. You know what I'm saying? Like people in my corner, you know, either they rooting for me, or they working and we rooting for each other. The day I find out somebody is in my corner and they're not right, we will never be friends again. Ever in life. I don't even care if it's my family. You know, because I only got one life to live and I'm going to live it. And I expect anybody listening to live your life. I'm not saying you got to go around hurting people's feelings. I'm not saying you got to do anything of that magnitude. But if your happiness and your peace and your tranquility is something that's being, you know, like, being attacked, or you feeling like it's being drained, come on, man. You got to remove that person, bro. Goodbye. Have a nice life. It's been good. And I'm going to love you from afar. If you really, really do love them. I love you from afar. I'm going to allow you to get yourself together. In some cases, some people do. I allow them to get themselves together. And they do. And then y'all could be friends. But if they can't, you know, we gotta separate ourselves, man. You know. So yeah, be good to yourself out there, man. Just enjoy these times. Kiss your loved ones, hug them. Play with your kids, interact with them, go places. You know, if you have friends in abundance and you like being around your friends just as much as your family, see your friends, man. Hug them. Let them know, man, I'm here for you. I love you. Whatever type of friendship you have, you know, I got your back. And really have their back. Because it's dirty out here. It's dirty out here. People dying every day. And some people are not truthful. Some people are not honest. Some people are not who they say they are. And eventually time will tell them for them. But overall, enjoy your life, man. Enjoy today. And go into the weekend and smile, man. Smile so big that your face crack. You know? Smile so big that your face crack. Definitely enjoy the holiday. I don't celebrate, but growing up, I've always loved the fact that family. I love the family aspect. I love it around my family, and I miss that. So I'm definitely gonna be calling my family members just to speak to them, not to so much as wish them a happy Christmas or not like that. But I'm definitely gonna shout folks out, and tell them to enjoy their holidays, man. Show some love, baby. You know what I mean? Other than that, it has been a blessing. It has been nothing short of that. It's been great podcast. We're going into the new year. And there's so much more to come. Oh, my God. There's so much more to come. Y'all be good, all right? Be good to yourself. Peace.